This is 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. I'm Jay Curtis. According to the U.S. Census Bureau, the population of older adults will grow dramatically over the next 10 years. The University of Louisiana Monroe is preparing for the increase with a master's degree in gerontology. Dr. Anita Sharma talks with Dr. Alberto Ruiz, ULM Vice President of Academic Affairs, about the role the university will play in making Northeast Louisiana more friendly for older adults on this week's Life Transitions.
Hi, Dr. Ruiz. The gerontology program at ULM is the only one in our state, so it has a very special place. Given the fact that our older population is going to increase the next 10 years and become twice of what it is right now, and by 2030 we will have more people over the age of 60 than under 17, what role can ULM play in making our community more age-friendly?
Well, first of all, it gives me great pride in saying that we have the only gerontology program here in the state of Louisiana. I think as a society, we need to be understandable of the aging population because this is a population that's growing, and it's growing at a faster pace than we can keep up with. And it's not only a Louisiana problem, it's a nation problem. And I think we got to be critical when we have resources to put resources in the right place to take care of the aging population because that is crucial. And to me, it hits home because my parents, of course, have passed away, but towards the latter stages of their life, gerontologists became a very, very important part of their life and our family's life as well, because we got to take care of our parents. So that, to me, says that we at ULM have to be proactive instead of being reactive, and I think we're doing that in our growth that we've seen. Yeah, we've gone from 6 students to about 30 students in the program in a short time frame, and I would hope to continue that growth in that program to understand the importance of what we offer to the community, especially the aging community in the state of Louisiana.
And how important do you think it would be for us to create partnerships with the organizations in the community and with the gerontology industry?
I think it's very critical to look at nursing homes, at long-term living, assisted living, because those are very important for the aging population, especially people that have parents that are aging, because it's a life cycle. When we're born, we're dependent on mom and dad. When you get into your 40s, you're very independent. When you get to your 70s and 80s, part of the cycle of life says you're going to be back to where you were when you started. As we get older, we become dependent on certain people. It might not be their kids. It might be the assisted living facility or the long-term care facility they're at or the long-term living facilities they're at, is to form those partnerships to understand the importance of our aging population.
So our ULM gerontology program is playing a very important role in carrying that message out to the community.
Yes, it is, and especially here in Northeast Louisiana. It reminds me a lot of South Texas. We're very rural. Our aging population is growing. The educational attainment level of a lot of these people is not up. They don't have the college degrees. Hard to get health care needs to this part of North Louisiana. So it's going to be critical for us to be at the forefront and for us to be at the forefront with our gerontology program.
Thank you so much. My guest for today was Dr. Alberto Ruiz, who is the Vice President of Academic Affairs at the University of Louisiana Monroe. This is Anita Sharma.
Life Transitions is produced with the College of Business and Social Sciences at the University of Louisiana Monroe. Find out more at KEDM.org.